For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. Here's Phil on the tales of tonight's WRCO's featured game.
The Richland Center baseball team will host Dodgeville tonight, and Coach Ryan Lemke and the team are looking forward to the opportunity to play under the lights.
Yeah, they're scrappy. They're a tough team. They're going to play good baseball. That's what we can expect from them. Anytime you get Pat Riley on that field, he's a legend down there in Dodgeville, coaching them up. They're always in a position to win with him at the helm. So we need to focus on not who's across the dugout from us, but what type of team we are going to be when we show up tonight.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:45. I'm Phil Nee. I look forward to having the call on WRCO Sports.
In other news in the state of Wisconsin, first starting off with Brewers news, the slow start for top prospect Jackson Churio of the Brewers may be misleading. He's hitting just .219 with an OPS of .615, but he is also putting up some historic numbers at the same time. The Brewers outfielder is just the fourth Major League Baseball player at the age of 20 or younger to hit 5 home runs and steal 5 bases in his first 39 games. The three whose performances he has matched are Fernando Tatis Jr., Carlos Correa, and Ken Griffey Jr. In Wisconsin herd news, current circumstances mean Oshkosh could lose the hosting responsibility for the Bucks G League team. The Wisconsin Herd have played their home games at the Oshkosh Arena since 2017. The area owner says Fox Valley Pro Basketball Incorporation is in violation of its current lease. A bankruptcy complicates the situation, and that situation has to be resolved by August. In Packers news, by signing a contract with the Minnesota Vikings, a former Packer tight end has completed his circuit of the NFC North. Robert Tonyan originally signed with the Detroit Lions, then spent several productive years in Green Bay. When he left the Packers in 2023, Tonyan went to Chicago to play for the Bears. His stay with the Vikings could be a short one. Tonyan is considered to be on the bubble because Minnesota is loaded at the tight end position. In other Packers news, the NFL has released details of its 2024 schedule of games, with the season starting September 5th. The Packers start the next night with a game in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. After a bye week during Week 10 of the season, the Packers will have 4 primetime games during the remaining 8 games of the season, which will include a Thanksgiving night game at Lambeau Field against the Miami Dolphins. In Badgers news, earlier reports were incorrect. The Wisconsin Badgers won't be playing a regular season Big Ten conference game against Northwestern at Lambeau Field during the 2024 season. Northwestern has torn down its campus location, Ryan Field, as a new facility is built. The project won't be finished until 2026, forcing the Wildcats to find a new home. The latest reports and the new printed schedule for Northwestern indicate a temporary field on the Evanston, Illinois campus will be used until the new one is finished. In other Badgers news, the Wisconsin men's basketball program has hired another assistant coach. Montfort native Lance Randall arrives in Madison from his last coaching job leading the program at Division II St. Leo University. Randall has more than 400 career victories. He started his coaching career at Beloit College 30 years ago, the school where he earned his degree. In Bucks news, the Bucks are looking to maintain some continuity by hanging on to general manager John Horst. The franchise rejected a request from the Detroit Pistons to interview Horst. Since the GM has personal ties to Michigan, it was thought he could wind up there. Horst faces a challenging offseason, but it starts with his top 3 players all under contract. All he has to do is find the right complementary pieces. In national news, gymnastics star Simone Biles says she is better equipped to handle the challenges that await as she prepares for 3rd Olympics. The 27-year-old became a touchstone for the discussion around mental health at the Tokyo Games in 2021 when she pulled herself out of several competitions because of mental trauma that made it difficult for her to compete. Biles says she now works with a therapist regularly, even during meets, to help her deal with whatever may come. The 7-time Olympic medalist begins preparations for Paris at the U.S. Classic in Hartford, Connecticut. In Indy 500 news, Marcus Ericsson returned to the Indianapolis 500 with zero regrets, but ended Thursday with a violent collision late in the first full day of practice. Ericsson hit a curb with just over 2 hours remaining in the session, causing his car to spin and hit the wall 3 different times. Before the crash, Ericsson had moved past a controversial ending to last year's race that cost the Swede a second consecutive win in the greatest spectacle in racing. He will try to win his second Indy 500 in 3 years on May 26th after last year's controversial runner-up finish. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.